Scott City and Hugoton, two boys teams that are going to be playing once again on Tuesday night, treated the fans here at the Gleason Center in Sterling on Friday night to an absolute defensive battle. It was a physical game, both sides. Scott City hung with the three-time Sterling tournament champions and the defending 4A state champions. It was back and forth. Both teams had their chances at the end of the ball game, at the end of first overtime. But in the end, Hugoton would win it by 43-40. What a game it was. Seven ties, seven lead changes. And it was Hugoton that jumped out to a nine-point lead in the first quarter. And you're thinking, oh, boy, for Scott City. But the Beavers stayed the course and fought back. They would go on a 10-0 run in that second quarter, hold Hugoton without a basket for 5 minutes or a point. And then it ended up being tied at 22 at the break. Both teams would score 4 points in the third quarter. Both would score nine in the fourth quarter. Scott City was trying to play catch-up in that fourth quarter. They were down by three there. Halfway through the fourth quarter, would end up getting it tied. Then they would tie at 35, and nobody scored in the first overtime. Hugoton was the first to break the seal. That was in the double overtime. The Beavers would have a brief lead at 38-37, and then Hugoton would score four in a row. Scott City was playing catch-up. The Beavers had a chance to tie it at the end of double overtime, but missed the three. And Hugoton survives 43-40 and what was an instant classic here in this Sterling Invitational, as Hugoton has a six-game win streak now as they improve to 8-1 on the year. Scott City drops to 7-3. Hugoton was led by Emmett Gaskell with 11 and at 9 for Isaac Martin and Isaiah Harris. Scott City got 16 from Jackson Rumford, 11 from Sage Steckline. But really, the difference in this game were the turnovers. Scott City turned the ball over way too many times at 27, Hugoton at 17. But what a fun finish there in this semifinal game between Scott City and Hugoton. And they get to play two more times this year.